to have a better communication ability with our listeners, and also have our listeners be able to get in touch with WPKN.
Yeah, now I think in a way I just have this image of sort of like the radio station sort of gaining its content through the community. That is to say, the community, as we develop the strip, which I think is a really, really great idea.
Well, we have about 40 pieces. I'm a painter and printmaker myself, and I have to look back up for a tiny bit and let you know.
Personally, I had three small sons who were school-aged at that time.
Boy, so you're kind of living proof of the idea that you can generate emotions.
I'm learning. I'm in no way finished.
I'd like to encourage anyone who's listening, you know, if you have a topic, if you have some suggestions for guest speakers,
they can get a lot of information, much more than I've given.
I think student audiences and audiences of young people always make.
Yeah, you guys sound good. I think it's a good idea to actually open up the air to the listeners.
And a very good afternoon to all of you tuned into listener-supported community radio station WPKN. We're at 89.5 FM, and we're streaming around the world at WPKN.org. And I'm Steve DiCostanzo, the general manager of this wonderful community radio station. And once a month, I have a chance to do my GM report to the listeners. So let me turn my attention to our first guest. Let me make sure that we are all set up and ready to go as we're doing this on Zoom. Not too many in-studio guests. In fact, we're still keeping it very limited. But I wanted to welcome James Michel, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Access Health Connecticut. He has been with the company for a couple of years, actually, since it was kind of put together, and has risen through the ranks to become the Chief Executive Officer. And he is also originally from Haiti, and he's a former chairman of the Board of Directors of Outreach to Haiti. And I did have a chance to chat with him last week, just a little bit, and it was quite an interesting conversation. I really enjoyed the time talking about what Access Health Connecticut is all about, and also how, you know, kind of his personal background certainly has informed, you know, what he's doing from a career perspective. So welcome. I wanted to see if we're all set up here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. And thanks for coming on board. And talk a little bit about, again, you know, we were talking about the kind of the background of Access Health Connecticut and how that, you know, how it came into existence and kind of what the mission is of the company itself. I'm going to see if you can get a little tighter on your mic. Let me just see if that will help a little
okay.
bit.
I can put a headphone on. Let me see if that helps. Okay.
You know, I think it works pretty good right now. You're coming across well. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Steve, thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to our discussion and preparing over the weekend. A little bit of Access Health, who we are and what we do. Access Health is the official health insurance marketplace where you can shop, compare, and enroll in quality health plans. Access Health was established to meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was created that specifically as kind of an outgrowth of Obamacare, the Affordable Care then?
Right. Okay. Right. In fact, Access Health was created to implement the Obamacare in the state of Connecticut. And our mission is to make sure every resident in Connecticut has access to health care through insurance. Again, affordable, quality health care.
Right.
Health insurance to Access Health.
So does every state then have its own arm of this type of Access Health? Like, was there Access Health for all the different 50 states to implement?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. So after the law was created, it left it up to the states to choose whether they wanted to create an exchange or not. All right. About 15 states have created exchanges. The other 35 who did not the federal government has an exchange called the Federal Marketplace to service the states whose to service residents in states that did not create an exchange. But Connecticut, we were the first to create an exchange.
Hmm.
We were also the first to expand Medicaid for people in Connecticut.
And so, and is there kind of a breakdown of the states that that do have something similar to Connecticut? Is it regional, or how does that? Or states have their own choice to.
Right. But you might imagine most of the blue states, states with Democratic governors, have created an exchange. And for example, in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania, they are in the process of creating their own exchange, because prior to 2 years ago, they had Republican governors who chose not to create an exchange. Now, both Pennsylvania and New Jersey have Democratic governors, and they are in the process of creating and implementing an exchange to go live for 2021.
Hmm. So I know that a lot of our listeners are self-employed, or they are either maybe recently have shifted jobs, changed jobs, lost jobs. What would you suggest and recommend? How would our listeners who are, you know, always looking for either more comprehensive coverage or something that's more affordable, how do they get involved? How is the consumer best to try to utilize the services of Access Healthcare, and what kind of people are using or trying to use, you know, the services? If there's
sure,
a profile,
I appreciate that question. The as you know, as you might imagine, during these very challenging times, we have now about 700,000 customer Connecticut residents who fought jobs, recently unemployed. Over the last 4 months, Access, we've been working very diligently and aggressively with the Department of Labor to make ourselves available to the newly unemployed. Now, as you may be aware, open enrollment to buy insurance across the country is from November 1 through December 15th.
Only that period.
Only that window. However, during the year, if you have what's called a qualifying event, if something happens in your life where you're qualified to come in and buy insurance anytime during the year. For example, if you are new to Connecticut, if you moved in from Connecticut from a different state, you could come in and buy insurance. That's a qualifying event. One of the qualifying events is if you've lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose your job and as a result of losing your job, you are losing your coverage. You have 60 days from the time you lose your coverage to come to Access Health and buy insurance. Now, I want to be very clear about this. 60 days from the time you lose your coverage to come and buy insurance to Access Health. Now, most places, after you've lost your job, they offer you what's called a COBRA. That's a federal program where they allow you to keep your insurance through your employer, your former employer, but it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because now, instead of sharing the cost with you, with the employer, you pay the entire amount out of your pocket.
Okay.
Usually cost prohibitive. However, Access Health, we have a number of programs that could be helpful and make it more affordable to our Connecticut residents. For example, if you come to Access Health, accesshealthct.com to apply for insurance, you may qualify for Husky, which is Connecticut's health Medicaid program. And that's totally free. You could also qualify, if you don't qualify for Husky, you may qualify to buy insurance on the exchange, but with subsidy from the federal government. What we call an advanced premium tax credit, which is where the federal government will pay part of your premium every month for you. And that's based on your income level.
Right. And do you, obviously you have a fairly large staff that can get involved in either phone consultation or, caseworkers that can work with individuals. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we have a call center trained call center reps. If you call our phone number is 855-805-4325. Right? We're open from 8 to 5, Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. We have trained personnel who will walk you through the entire application process and work with you to make the best choice for you and your family. We also have, you could also go online, do everything anywhere in the world. You can log into accesshealthct.com and, again, go through the entire process, application process on your own without any help from anybody. But if you get stuck, you could call our call center. They will walk you through the issues that you're dealing with, if you have any.
And in terms of, you know, the different types of insurance companies that are available, do you try to match up people with different types of companies, or do you have preferred vendors that you found that work well in Connecticut?
Yeah, so right now we have two insurance companies in Connecticut that sell their products on the exchange. We have ConnectiCare and Anthem. And the third option is Husky, which is the state Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, the law requires when you apply for health insurance through Access Health, we have to first check to see if you qualify for Medicaid first. If you qualify for Medicaid, we pass you on to the Department of Social Services so they could enroll you in Medicaid.
Hmm.
If you don't qualify for Medicaid, you stay with Access Health, and then we'll determine how much subsidy, how much financial assistance you are qualified for. We apply that to your premiums. Then you could shop and compare, pick plans that best fit you and your family's need between the two insurance companies I mentioned, ConnectiCare and Anthem. And between both of them, we have over 20 plans available, different types of plans, different level of plans.
Right.
That's why our folks are ready, willing, and able to help you select the plan that fit the needs of you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with James Michel, who is the CEO of Access Healthcare Connecticut, that was established in part to work with the Affordable Care Act that was passed. Are there any reasons why people should not contact your organization for information? I mean, or is it just, you know, part of the problem, I suppose, with the insurance, the mysteries of getting insurance is just getting your name out there and getting recognition and getting, you know, contact numbers out to people that really need it. But is there, I mean, it seems like there's no really restrictions on anybody that can.
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, even if you don't need help, our marketplace is open to anybody in Connecticut. Any resident in Connecticut could go to Access Health to purchase insurance of any type.
Hmm.
Now, what I would recommend people do right now, especially those who are unemployed, I strongly recommend that you go to our website, accesshealthct.com, and see what's available to you, or call our call center. Because our call center, you never know, you might qualify for free health insurance or heavily subsidized insurance where it makes it affordable for you and your family. As you know, right now we've over 700,000 folks with no jobs and probably no health insurance.
Mm.
It's critical now they reach out to us for the help. And that's what we are built and designed to do, help those who need access.
Well, I know that we don't have a lot of time, but I did want to add that your personal story was very compelling when I talked to you briefly last week. And if you just want to share a little bit of that, how that informs kind of your mission to give back to people.
Sure, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, as I said to you, I'm one of 11 kids. We're all immigrants from Haiti, and we came to this country. We were very poor. So we needed help just to get by, and we were on food stamps for my formative years. And I remember going through the process with my mother when I was about 10, 11 years old, having to apply for food stamps with my mother. I mean, I'd go there on a regular basis to apply. I remember how my mother was treated by the workers that we had to work with and just to be able to feed our family. So at Ask Yourself, we pride ourselves in making sure we treat every customer with dignity and respect that everyone deserves. And that stems from how I saw my mother being treated when I was a young man.
Yeah.
So we work very hard at Ask Yourself to ensure that every customer that calls our call center or comes in contact with us get treated with the proper respect and dignity that everyone deserves.
Well, I think that is a good way to end it. Again, thank you so much for joining us, James Michel, Chief Executive Officer, rose up through the ranks of Access Health CT. Also, has his MBA from University of Hartford and spent a number of years with Aetna's finance department, and now at the helm of an organization that is really doing some great, great work to make sure that the rate of the uninsured can somehow be decreased, you know, try to find more people, better health care at a better price. So thanks for joining us here on WPKN, and look forward to following up again at some point to see how things
are
going.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with...